Dang, it's been a while.
It's been quite a while, my friend, since we have sat next to each other and recorded something. Huh?
Yeah, it's been a few months. Or no, it's almost been a year.
I think it's been like a year, bro.
It's been a year since we recorded together.
It's been a freaking while.
We've been mostly doing a lot of Google Hangouts, lot of Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And
for many reasons, I mean...
Yeah?
I mean, I live... You know, at least close to an hour away from where, you know, we're recording right now, which is your home. And I was in the last 2 months in another state.
Yeah, which is basically the other side of the country.
The other side of the country, the east side. So, we've had to do, you know, video calls, which was fine.
It worked. Well. Yeah.
But now that we kind of moved back a little closer, so now we can do more... sit downs like this, which is great because I miss seeing your face physically.
I know, same here.
I saw it, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, welcome to a new episode, guys, of Segoy Anime. This is episode, hold up real quick, season 2, episode 9. So, we've made it this far so far.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, we haven't given up yet. And we will not, just so you know.
Yeah, we'll keep going as long as we both want to keep going, basically.
Yeah, which is forever, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, I want to go forever, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Sick.
Yeah.
We've got it set. Cool. Well, what are we talking about today, Mr. Juice?
Well, today's topic is actually going to be about a little known company that called Netflix, I believe.
I think I've heard of it.
I think I've heard of it, too.
I think I've heard of it.
But either way.
Yeah, man. So, basically, we're going to talk about Netflix anime. What we think about it. Good, the bad, our thoughts, some of our favorites, the ugly, you know. We'll discuss all of that. But before that, you know, we always kind of like to do a little update section where we talk about what we've been watching, what we've been doing, and related to anime. We are doing, if you haven't noticed, if you do watch our show, on YouTube or if you listen to it on podcast services such as Anchor, Spotify, we are now moving to a monthly schedule. And so for now at least, and so we'll see kind of how that goes. I think it'd just be easier.
As of right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll let you know in the updates, and if we come up with any more things, which we've always talked about, but haven't been able to yet, we'll let you guys know, obviously, in social media and whatnot. So give us a follow, subscribe, comment if you have any suggestions for stuff we need to watch, because I'm actually running out of ideas myself.
Yes. Segoy Anime 1 on Instagram and Twitter. So...
And Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, they're all the same handle.
I never get on Facebook, so.
I do, actually.
I need to get on Facebook. Yeah. It's been literally probably close to, not that long. I was going to say a year. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, regardless, though. How it's going so far. But either way, watch anything interesting or read anything?
I can go first, yes. So I haven't been super, super up to date with a lot of anime. But I did watch kind of a random show on Netflix. I was pretty bored at one point in South Carolina, where I was at for 2 months.
I believe it.
And I came across, on this topic of Netflix, a show called Megalobox. Or boxing.
Okay, yeah, though.
Or Gearless Joe. I don't know what officially it's called.
I think at least the American one is Megalobox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen somewhere before called Gearless Joe, or maybe that's another. I don't know. But yes, that show on Netflix. And surprisingly, I mean, maybe I'll leave it more to, you know, the section where we talk about, you know, some of the anime on Netflix, but it was actually pretty dang good. I just kind of was watching. I was trying to look for something else to watch. Last time we talked about kind of what we were watching, and I mentioned a couple shows, you know, and I just kind of randomly came upon this one, and I really liked it. So, and then I've also been watching a bit more of Cowboy Bebop, which is a great show, and I really, really love the soundtrack of that show.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop definitely has one of the more iconic... Yes. Well, yeah, iconic soundtracks, basically.
Yes.
Especially for the time.
It's smooth and it's freaking beautiful. And I have... I stopped again, but I was... watching JoJo's.
I saw that.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, you probably noticed.
I was like confused. I was like, is he watching it? Yeah, or is somebody in my family watching it?
It's your Verve account that we that I'm using. And so it's been pretty good so far. I have to finish part three.
Yeah, which I saw will. That. Yeah, where you were at. I was like, oh, he's actually getting to a pretty good part.
Yeah, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And yeah. So, but yeah, besides that, I can't really think of anything else that I've... watch. I tried watching actually another Netflix movie. It's like a three-part mini movie. There's like three mini movies. I totally forgot what it was called. So I might talk about it next time because I'll actually watch all of it. But it's like this new movie on Netflix. Came out a couple weeks ago, I'm pretty sure. But the artwork looks very, very Studio Ghibli style. I don't know if it is maybe the son of the guy.
What's it called?
It's like something Heroes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a three. There's three different mini movies or something. I gotta watch. I just watched a couple minutes of it honestly, and then I changed it. But I will watch it anyways. But that's I think from off the top of my head. I think
at least since the last time we talked, I
is all. Yeah.
Okay, for me, let me think. So, I've been doing a lot of watching, mostly whenever I have a spare moment, apart from doing my regular school work and, normal work.
Of course.
Let me think. So, off the top of my head, I finished up watching that part three of Baki.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it was also on Netflix.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, okay, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also am rewatching Helsing Ultimate right now with one of my sisters.
Cool.
Then what else am I watching? I also started Bungo Stray Dogs.
That sounds like a cool title.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. Like, I was like, oh, okay, that's a new one that I've heard of it before. Like, I've known about it since like 2018. I just. Haven't gotten around to watching it until like this week.
Get around to it, okay?
Yeah, so it's like, and then what else? I finished the Demon Slayer manga.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was good. I was like, made it all the way through. I was like, okay.
Is the movie coming out here or not then?
We don't know yet. Like,
I hope it does. I mean, I haven't finished the anime yet. I should get back to finishing that. But I would definitely like to go watch it in theaters. Dude, I don't even know if the theaters will open up again.
I don't know either.
Because of all this COVID nonsense. But you know what I mean.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. If not, I mean, we'll figure out.
Yeah.
There's always, if there's a will, there's a way, guys.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yes.
But regardless, though, yeah, I mean... Let me think. I was.
Have you checked out Pokemon Adventures manga?
I haven't,
dude. Write it down, dude. I'm telling you. Dude,
it was like I was reading. I said, you know how Weekly Shonen Jump cancels series like every month, basically.
Yeah, sure.
It's like so, they like to cancel a lot of series if they're not popular enough.
Ew.
Basically, if you're at the bottom of the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're getting canceled.
Ew, that's too bad. I mean, it's a business.
It's a business. But yeah, so I was like, every now and then you pick up a series and you're like, yeah, this is going to get canceled. And you're like, yeah. Well, but so I was reading a bunch of those little ones that, you know, only last like 20 chapters and then get canceled.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I was also reading, I was reading Spy X Family. I think I've already mentioned that one before.
I think that sounds familiar.
And then... There was a new one that came out recently. It's called, what was it? It was like Paradox Ghostwriter or something like that.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, that one was pretty interesting. It's basically about a guy who, basically he's trying to become a manga artist.
Cool.
Okay. But he's not very good.
Oh.
And that's his dream, though. So he keeps fighting for his dream. And then one day, to put it long story short, he randomly finds a volume from like 10 years in the future. of this story, okay? Huh. Or I guess it's the newest thing, the weekly release of Shonen Jump, okay? Oh. And so he starts writing it down and whatnot.
Oh, okay? He's copying it.
Because he thinks it's a dream, though, at first. Oh. But then he realizes, oh, crap, this actually belongs to somebody. That wasn't a dream. But it's from 10 years in the future. So he's like, what do I do now? Everybody wants me to keep going. Because it's so popular now. Uh-oh. After just one chapter.
Jeez.
So if you guys get a chance, read it. If you get a chance to buy the volume so it keeps going.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so interesting, it was like...
concept.
Yeah. So I think it's only has like 5 or 6 chapters right now.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty early.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Yeah. I would like to point out one thing, by the way.
Yeah.
I got this as a birthday present, my hat.
Oh, yeah. I was noticing that.
Oh, there it is right there. I think you can see it. Yeah, dude.
It says Capsule Corp in case you can't see it.
I love it. And if you don't know where that's from, I'll give you a hint. This fellow is the main character in that series. And if you don't know who this is, get the hell out of here.
You've probably been living under a rock. Like, even people who don't like watch anime know who that is.
He's a pretty popular character. Yeah. All around. Cool, man. Well, anything else?
Nah, I think that's it right now.
All right. Let's get into it, man. Netflix anime. What are your thoughts?
It's a love-hate relationship.
Okay, love-hate relationship. Why is that?
Like, I love it because it's there, and they have released a lot of stuff that wouldn't be released otherwise.
Okay.
The hate part is that they take forever to release anything because they want to make their own dub of everything.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so they make their own dub for the anime.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they actually hire somebody else, except for, like, the ones that they're obviously licensing from Funimation.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but, they're Netflix originals. Those are all their own dubs.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, I was wondering why they say Netflix originals when it's, like it's been on, like, Hulu or something. That makes a lot of sense.
So, for example, Devilman Crybaby was a Netflix original, okay?
Yes, correct.
The dub was done by them.
Oh,
they hired their own voice actors and whatnot. Well, I will say
I do like Netflix dubbing.
They do a pretty good job.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job. So
the only thing that I hate is, why does it take so long to get to to bring it to us? It's like, in Japan, they're watching it weekly. Here, yeah, we get it all at once, but we get it, 6 months after it's already done airing over there.
Isn't the United States, have the least amount, the library is the lowest in all the other, countries with Netflix?
Probably.
Or is it just anime that has, everything? The least, it's everything,
like,
right?
If you want to watch...
Why are we getting botched, bro?
Like, if you want to watch Studio Ghibli films, guys... Like, I kid you not, move to the UK.
That's so...
If you want to watch them on Netflix,
that's so
okay?
That's unfair, man.
That is, it's so like, you got to just move to the UK.
That's so unfair. I mean...
You want to watch Doctor Who, which is one of the big ones, that's not anime, though? Move to the UK or Australia. They got it. You want to watch Your Name in Spanish? Oh. Go to Mexico.
Gosh dang, dude, that's such a good movie. Goodness gracious.
So it's like... That's why I'm like...
Have we talked about the movie in Tsubo Anime?
No.
Dude, we need to talk about that. I feel like every episode we come up with
always,
a good idea.
There's always something. I'll write it down for later.
Yeah, that's a freaking... that is a great movie. We need to
Talked about...
The one we saw in theaters.
Yeah, we saw Weathering With You.
Weathering With You. Weathering great with you. Yes. Movie, man. A bit of drama with some of the people we went with. But great.
No. We love those guys. Oh, but, yeah. You know,
I have no problems with them. I'm just saying there was a bit of drama. But hey, you know, every aspect of life has some sort of drama at one point. Okay, so is that basically it, or do you want us to do more of like a some positives, I mean, and some more negatives. Do you have more to add?
I have more to add, but I'll let you go for it.
Okay, so I'll start with some positives. I haven't fully thought about, you know, I haven't sat down and written down 100% everything about Netflix anime, mm-hmm. you know, that it's positive or negative. But I will say some thoughts that I think, maybe I'm wrong, but my opinions. I think, first of all, Netflix anime is a really good thing. Because, overall for the genre of anime, because it's, you know, it's kind of, and some people don't like this, but it's kind of bringing anime more into the mainstream.
Yeah.
Now, I know some people, like the hardcore anime people, don't really like mainstream stuff. They'll get pissed at you if you say... Studio Ghibli, for example, or if your favorite anime is Dragon Ball or One Piece, you know, instead of like, I don't know, some older shows or some more obscure anime shows, which I'm not saying, you know, are bad shows. I'm just saying the older or like more like hipster anime. I don't know what
I call them. The elitists.
The elitists. That's a great word. And you know what? Some people that are watching might be elitist, which is fine. I mean, you guys can say whatever you want, but those people are out there. And I, for one, I get that mentality to a certain extent. I know, are we more casual anime fans, would you say? I mean, you watch and read.
I think I watch and read a lot more than you.
For sure.
But,
and so,
like, at the same time, but I just enjoy a good story.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not just
strictly watching like anime all day. I watch other things too.
I wouldn't say I'm a casual fan. I would say I'm a more dedicated fan of anime because I do consistently watch anime, new movies and stuff like that. And I really love anime in all aspects, but I'm not this elitist. I'm definitely not an elitist. I also love video games, for example. I love sports too. I love a lot of things. And so I'm kind of like a generalist in terms of a lot of hobbies. But anime is one of my top favorite, you know, things. Anyways, I'm kind of getting off topic. The point, what I'm trying to say is, I think Netflix has definitely helped bring anime into the spotlight, which is a great thing overall. Because there's more anime. Mm-hmm. It's like, that simple.
I agree with you. Like one of my favorite series, we probably wouldn't have gotten it in the West if it hadn't been for Netflix, was Violet Evergarden.
Oh, yes. I still gotta watch that.
Yeah. Like,
it looks gorgeous.
It is very gorgeous. Yes. And you're like, you know, a lot of these series probably wouldn't, like, it is opening up the... I guess it's filtering in like parts of the Eastern culture over here into the West, which, you know, it's like,
dude, it's a good
thing. As long as you're not a xenophobe, it's like, yeah, everybody's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think Netflix honestly has done a great job because there's a lot of shows that I never would have heard of or even seen or even, you know, come across if it wasn't for Netflix. And the cool thing about Netflix, even though the library is pretty limited, there are quite a bit of exclusives in terms of anime, you know, compared to like,
yeah,
I mean, not a lot.
But there are some,
you know, that I haven't seen on other platforms at least.
Yeah. But, like, I don't like Seven Deadly Sins. You have to watch on Netflix,
mm-hmm. which is a great show.
Yeah. Apparently the new season's not very good.
Yeah, I heard like animation here, let me the studio. I've seen it. The thing is, I sent my buddy Tuna, my buddy Aaron, mm-hmm. like a screenshot or a little video when I saw like a clip months ago of like season 4, which ended up being season 4, and I was like, dude, what is this? Is this a new season of Seven Deadly Sins? Because it looks horrible. And he's like, what? What is this? And he eventually found out. I don't know if I was talking to you about it. But I think
it was him.
It was season 4, and everyone hates it. Because apparently, like, the studio behind it is just doing a crap job. I don't know the story, but it does not look good. It looks like it's missing a lot of
work. Here's an image of what Meliodas looked like before. And here's an image of what he looks like now. So
yeah,
you take your pick.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, because maybe it's taking longer to come out in Netflix, maybe because of the dubbing, but it also might be because maybe Netflix is like, dude, we're not putting this on Netflix. You guys got to do a better job.
They're like, it's shit.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like, and what doesn't help, I guess, is that it was a studio change.
Yeah.
For that new season.
Yeah.
Like, one day we'll talk about studio changes, but
yeah,
sometimes they're good. Sometimes it's pretty bad, guys. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a perfect example, honestly.
Like, what was a really bad example of one was like, like, I mean, Attack on Titan looks like it's still going to look good despite getting a studio change.
Yeah.
I mean,
the difference between One Punch Man season 1 and 2 is you can tell the difference. But
there's a difference,
It's not that bad. Like,
Nobody's got Madhouse money all the time.
Yeah. And season 1 is definitely more polished and beautiful, I would say, in my opinion. I think people would mostly agree with that. But season 2 still looks good. Like, it's not...
Mm-hmm.
You could tell there's a difference. There's definitely a difference. But yeah, that's another example. But it's not as bad as the Seven Deadly Sins one, you know? So... But yeah. So that's a big positive for me. You know, a lot of people might not like that, but I really think Netflix is helping with the genre in general to have more fans. And so I think that's really cool. And so... There's that. In terms of anything else with positive, I guess we could add that to it. I think the dubbing is not too bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
I still don't watch. I still don't watch a lot of dub. Let me throw that out there. Yeah. I know a lot of people be like, dub.
Who cares? Just enjoy what you want.
I know, but I'm just saying. But yeah, I have. You know, when I do, I have watched a couple shows like. For example, The Devil is a Part-Timer, which is such a short anime, but it's so good, and they need to make more. But I love that short series, you know, so much that I've watched it in Japanese and English, and I think I've watched it 2 more times in both languages again, because it's just like, oh, I gotta watch this again. It's that good, you know? And so I've done that. I think I've done Seven Deadly Sins that way as well, in Japanese and English, or One Punch Man for sure.
Dude, I think I did that for Psyche K.
I haven't watched that show. Is it good?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think I liked it, at least I liked it more than the first season of Mob Psycho 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The second season was obviously, you know...
Dude, second season?
Amazing. It blew everything out of the water. It was like...
Dude, you know what I was thinking? You know what I was thinking?
What?
We should talk about anime music.
Okay.
Sometime.
I'll throw that on the list.
Throw that on the list, because I got quite a few... Several good... anime with great music.
Yeah.
And anyways, so I would say that's a positive. And then, you know, if I had to throw, I can't really think of anything else off the top of my head in terms of positive. But with negatives, I will say one thing, and maybe it's not as big of a deal as I'm making it, because it's not that big of a deal. But what I don't like about Netflix is, for example, they throw on a bunch of anime like One Piece, Naruto,
Bleach,
but they have 4 seasons of it.
I know.
And that's it, you know? Or 3, or 2, or even Haikyuu, like my favorite anime of all time. It's got only, I think it's only got season 1 on Netflix, or 2, maybe. But
Haikyuu's Attack on Titan's only got the first season there on
you
go. There.
And so that, for me, kind of, it's not a huge deal, because you could find it on other platforms, you know?
Yeah,
but still,
it feels like you're getting blue-balled. It's like, what the hell?
That's not a bad concept, honestly.
It's like, look, it looks like you're getting something, okay? And then if you just get cut off, and it's like, what the hell?
And you know what? It does suck. It really does suck, because, you know, like, for example, well, and Hulu's kind of had that issue too with at least Haikyuu. I don't know. It just kind of bugs me a little bit. It's not a huge deal, like I said, but it does kind of bug me. Because I'm just kind of like, dude, if I want to watch Haikyuu, all of it, all four seasons I can't on Netflix. Okay, so let me just go to this other place. It basically, I feel like it's a wasted opportunity. I don't know what Netflix's business strategy is in terms of doing it that way. Like, maybe
if I had to guess, it's the fact that there is a lot of the problems with, like, the streaming licenses.
Right, which makes sense.
And that's part of it, though, but it's like, we know that Netflix has more money than every other streaming services.
That's
except for Hulu and Disney Plus.
Hulu's got more money?
Because they're owned by Disney as well, and Sony, and a bunch of other people.
I actually did not know
that. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, Hulu has probably, the only company who might have more money is Hulu and Disney Plus.
Wow, I actually did not know that.
Yeah.
Hulu's actually got some exclusives that I haven't seen everywhere anywhere else, too.
Yeah, like, and that's why if you watch a lot of, you can watch actually a lot of anime on Hulu as well.
Yeah.
But they're all mostly the ones that you can only get off of Funimation anyways.
Oh, I'm learning today.
So, like, if you want to watch the Akira movie, you can watch it on Hulu.
Dude, I need to rewatch that movie.
Oh, you want to watch Grave of the Fireflies? Watch it on Hulu.
Hey, I haven't finished it, but I was watching that movie.
You're going to cry, you know that, right?
Gosh dang it. Dude, it's a sad movie. I got to finish that too. Gosh dang
it's
it.
Like, I said, Hulu's got a bunch of stuff, but it's all stuff you can also find on Funimation for the most part.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Funimation is, what, $8 a month? $6 a month, something like that.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, so that's why I'm like, okay, it's like, dude, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Okay, well.
But yeah, that's why sometimes it's like, gets a little frustrating. It's like, we all know where the dubs are coming from. A lot of them are coming from Funimation or some other company.
Yeah.
That's closely related to them.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that in terms of negative, I think that's probably it in terms of positive and negatives on my end. From what I can think of off the top of my head, do you have anything more to add?
It's mostly the Netflix jail thing.
The what?
Oh, the fact that, you know, it just takes forever to get anything over here.
Right, yeah, yeah. One thing I do like about Netflix as well, though, I do like that they put out the whole series at once.
Yeah, but I'd rather just get a weekly if I know it's already available,
I don't know. I kind of like the whole binge aspect. Because the weekly, I mean, it probably depends on the anime for me. Because, like, some anime, for sure, I'll watch every week.
Yeah. You
know? But not all the time. Like, I definitely prefer if it's all there right now.
But, bam, like, let's
say. The
whole
season came out.
But let's say it's, like, One Piece, though.
Right.
You're going to watch that weekly.
I mean, to
a certain point.
And we've talked about this multiple times, but right now, like, for example, and there's the whole COVID thing, you know, kind of slowed down.
It slowed down everybody.
Yeah. And so, but I think maybe I'm an episode behind right now, which is not bad at all, but still, I understand what you're saying.
But yeah, there are shows like tell me you're not going to be watching weekly Attack on Titan.
Well, if it's as good as season 3, man, I'm there every week,
bro. Tell me you're not going to be watching Slime every week.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
It's like, see what I mean? It's like,
love that show.
You don't want to be waiting around for that.
Great freaking show. Dude, it's funny because have you watched the extra episodes?
For?
The Slime?
The OVA?
Yes.
No, I haven't watched it.
You haven't? Dude, there's.
Maybe one, I want to say.
They're like super. It's so funny. It's like, it's super, what do you call that? What's that word? They're obviously filler, but I like it either way because it kind of delves a little bit more into like the characters. But it's, oh, that's the word. It's 100% fan service too. It's so funny, dude. It's so,
oh my God.
So funny, dude. I freaking
love
it.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. With the guys and the girls.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious, dude. Oh, I love it.
Oh, man. That's good.
But, yeah, you should watch it. It's funny.
Speaking of which, that's another thing that I hate is that we don't get OVAs here in the States that often.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, that's just a problem with all the streaming services, not just Netflix.
Yeah.
So, I'll give you guys that.
Yeah.
You get a pass.
Yeah.
Until somebody starts getting OVAs.
Yeah. But I do appreciate you, Netflix, overall. So thank you for what you do in terms of anime. I'm glad that you even have anime because, you know, what, when it first came out, when Netflix was first going on, there was definitely like zero anime on there. And so, I don't know.
Oh, there. Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember.
No, 100%. Like I remember my sister would watch anime on there because she was a bigger fan than me.
Oh, there you go. But I do remember just randomly like more anime coming onto Netflix, and I was like, whoa, okay,
finally. Yeah, like I think. So I guess moving on to that, it's like I appreciate you, Netflix, because here's the thing. Without Netflix, we would probably still be waiting to get Neon Genesis Evangelion over here in the States. Oh, like, wow. Because they stopped making DVDs like 10 years ago.
Oh. And is that still going?
Nah, kind of. Oh, so it's kind of weird. So the show's over, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the only way you could watch the show. Is that a good series? It's mecha, so it's like, it depends.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It's not really a very, well, it's not as good as Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
Well, the Gurren Lagann's it's in its own stratosphere, so.
It's so good, man.
Gosh. It was like the last hoorah for mecha.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say that with mecha because I haven't really watched a lot of mecha, at all.
I've tried.
Like, I've tried too. Well, the only ones I can think of off the top of my head is like Gundam back in the day when I was a kid.
Dude, they still make more Gundams all the time. Right. It's like,
and then Gurren Lagann is like the two that I can think of off the top of my head that of mecha, you know. Yeah. Does Akame ga Kill count?
Akame ga Kill is a little different.
Yeah, Akame ga Kill is a good show too.
Watch Akame ga Kill. That's another one that you can watch on Netflix. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. You can watch Gurren Lagann on Netflix. Oh, but yeah,
such a great show.
The thing is, though, you can definitely tell Netflix overpaid for Evangelion.
Really?
Because the guy who owns the rights to it, he like really holds on to those rights really hard.
Well, that's smart, dude.
Like.
That is freaking smart.
I'm pretty sure they had to have overpaid for it.
Wow.
Because there is the TV series, okay? And then there was like a couple of movies that followed it.
Mm-hmm.
But then afterwards, people wanted it to get redone.
Mm.
More or less, kind of like they call it the rebuild movies.
Oh, okay.
And those movies, basically, they're pretty high quality, actually. Like, if you can go find them, well, maybe you can find them because they're not available in the States legally.
Oh.
So, if you can find them, it's pretty great, guys. Like, they're actually very good-looking movies, and they actually, I think they improve upon the story in some ways.
Yeah.
I need to finish watching them, though. But, like, you know, Netflix bought, I want to say it was, like, late 2018 they bought the rights to it, or early 2019.
Okay.
For Evangelion. And then this year is when they finally announced that they're going to release the last Evangelion movie.
Oh.
So that tells me Netflix paying or overpaying for them for that to be able to stream it over here in the States definitely helped them finish that movie.
Really? Interesting.
And eventually they're going to release the movie once all this situation is over with.
Who knows?
It was supposed to get released next month, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
but
cool,
it's like,
man.
Yeah, they are overpaying for some things, but because of that, they're able to, a lot of the studios are able to make more stuff that we like.
Great. Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. So, that's cool. Okay. Let's move on to the next section. Okay, so let's talk about some of our favorites anime from Netflix. And then we'll talk about some of the crap ones.
Like, do you want to talk exclusively about Netflix, or are we just everything in general?
Because I don't really know what's exclusive on Netflix. Like,
yeah, usually whatever has the red end on it.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. Maybe. Just whatever you like on Netflix, I guess. Because
okay.
I really can't tell you. I mean, I might be wrong.
I mean, I really love One Piece, but they only have the first 130 episodes on there, and I just watch it on Verve or Crunchyroll anyways.
Much
so
easier.
There's one. I appreciate that they got Violet Evergarden. Evangelion was pretty good. Gurren Lagann's always good. Baki is fantastic.
I need to watch that.
Like, the simplest way I could put it is that it's technically a continuation of the original anime series from back in the early 2000s. Mm. So, but you don't need to watch it in order to enjoy it. Mm. So, that's nice. Kengan Ashura is pretty good. The problem is that it is very heavily CG'd, guys.
Oh.
Okay, so it looks good when they're actually fighting. Mm. But when they're not, it looks like shit. Three-dimensional shit on your TV screen. So that's why it's like, it looks good only when they're fighting.
Right.
But that's mostly because that way you can, it moves things around a little bit more. I mean, yeah, they have a lot of stuff, actually. I mean, they have, like, Your Lie in April, they have...
I need to finish that too.
I think they have a large amount of Naruto on there as well.
They've along got with to.
Bleach.
Okay.
And then they also got the Bleach movie on there, which was nice.
I've actually watched those.
I want to finish that movie.
Wasn't there two on Netflix? I feel like I watched one. Maybe I watched one.
But either way, there was one, like, one Bleach movie. They have, like, every other Berserk movie for whatever reason, but not the Berserk series.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've watched all three Berserk movies.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on Netflix. I don't remember where.
It wasn't? I might be mistaken. Either way, I'll make a comment if I'm mistaken on that.
Yeah. Good movie. Good show.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah. Apparently the manga's even better by a lot.
Really?
Wow. And it's like, the guy always goes on hiatus too.
Dang it.
Like, eventually we'll get around to reading that, but, you know, whatever at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of mine would be definitely, I've already mentioned this, Devil is a Part-Timer. Yep. Love it. Seven Deadly Sins. Great anime. Surprising, out of nowhere, Gearless Joe or Megalobox, whatever it's called. Dude, it's a good show. The quality as well is...
Yeah, I've heard, yeah.
It's actually really... It was like a surprise, a sleeper hit for me. I was like, oh, wow. I just like started watching it.
And yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, this is actually really good. I'm trying to think of anything else that's like more exclusive-y. Gurren Lagann, that's not exclusive. But no. That's where I watched it, and... Goodness gracious.
Oh, you know what they do have is... Not that I watched...
Brotherhood, Fullmetal Alchemist on Netflix, which was also an amazing ride.
Yeah, it is available on there. I mean, they keep adding it and then taking away, adding it again. It's kind of weird.
You know, let's change into real quick...
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the Netflix anime movie adaptations?
Do I have to?
I think people understood from our response.
Okay, so it depends, obviously. Because
it's part of Netflix anime, right? Technically.
Yes, it is. Like, some of them are obviously, you know, produced in Japan and they were just brought over here. Except for the Death Note movie, which... Don't watch it, guys. Just read the manga or watch the show.
It's on there.
It's on Netflix. It's watch the show. Don't watch the movie.
Oh, such a good
show. Oh, my gosh. Please don't watch the movie if you value, you know, your worth as a human being. Like,
oh, man.
Like, very few times I will tell people not to watch something, or like I just won't recommend it. But this time I'm like, don't watch it.
It's not worth it. I mean, I honestly have not watched any of the anime adaptations. The Netflix, you know.
Okay, so
I really don't want to.
I've watched a couple.
You have?
Yeah, like, I started watching the Bleach one. I thought...
There's a Bleach one?
There's a Bleach movie. Yeah. Live-action Bleach movie.
Goodness gracious.
Like, then I realized I don't know enough about Bleach to watch this movie. And then I stopped after about 30 minutes into it.
Oh.
Because I was like, I feel like I need to know more about Bleach.
I did start... watching Bleach because I've heard it's you know, at least the non-filler stuff and the first, at least first half of Bleach is really, really good. But, yeah,
that's what I heard too.
I just couldn't. I couldn't keep.
I'm gonna try again.
I will too eventually. But, yeah,
you know, mostly because they are gonna finish up the series,
right?
So it's like, that's might as well get into back.
Yeah, that's
a good might as well go into it right now since it might look good. The other one was I actually watched the Initial D movie on there. I don't know if you ever heard of that one.
Initial D, that sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it was a, it's a about a drifting movie. So like they drift their cars down the mountain.
Maybe I saw a trailer for it.
So I actually thought that one was pretty good. Then again, I'm not an Initial D fan, so I'm probably not the best judge, but me and my family actually enjoyed it. Like my parents actually sat down and enjoyed the movie.
Oh, cool.
And they don't even like, you know, foreign films that much. Hmm. So it's like, it was kind of weird. They actually enjoyed it. So I was like, I mean, if you want to, if you need something to watch with like normal people, it's not a bad option.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. And then I tried watching the Full Metal Alchemist live action.
I was like, I almost watched it.
I only watched like up to like, I think 30 minutes into it as well. And I was just like,
you know,
feels different from the original series.
Right.
Like,
I mean, honestly,
I could get on board
if they could capture
that, you know, that magic from
it. But I honestly think it's impossible. Anime is just such a special kind of genre and medium, you know, it's just, and I understand the want of like trying to bring it to live action. And maybe someday some studio, someone will succeed. But I don't think, it's just not the same. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe someday they will succeed in some sort of
way. Well, if it's ever going to succeed. Hopefully it's
a One Piece one.
Yeah, I was going to actually mention that. Yeah. Oh, they're actually doing, I forgot to tell you. I'm pretty sure you already heard about this, but they are making a Cowboy Bebop live action.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah, and I mean, they actually had to stop filming for one, the main actor who's going to be Spike got hurt.
Oh.
So he's recovering. And then the other thing is, you know, the whole pandemic thing didn't help. Course. So that's another problem for another day. But yeah, so they're working on it, and it looks like the cast is actually pretty good. I mean, it's a fairly well-known cast.
Okay.
Well. So it's like, all right.
Whatever.
Then One Piece is like, not gonna lie, if they are casting One Piece though, you know who I want as Frankie? Dwayne Johnson.
Oh my gosh.
I know it will never happen, but that's who I want.
I can't see that. Just because he's super buff.
Yeah. But it makes sense though.
I mean, yeah, because Frankie's definitely the biggest one in the. You know, he's not the tallest. Brooke is definitely the tallest. But, yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny.
He might do a good job at it. Who knows?
I mean, if anybody's going to be able to pull off the super,
super.
Who's going to pull that off, man? Tell me, who's going to pull that off?
Gosh, he's such a good character, man.
But, yeah.
Such a good show.
So, that's my hope. Probably won't happen.
Never know.
That's who I want as Cassidy in the One Piece live action on Netflix.
Who knows, man? We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, I think that's basically overall. I mean, is there any ones that you absolutely hate on Netflix? Any anime that you absolutely don't like?
I mean, they took them off already, so it's like not worth mentioning.
Oh, really? I don't even know.
Yeah, like they move stuff off. They move stuff in and out all the time, so it's like, meh.
Right. I can't really think of anything, honestly, so.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Netflix is doing their own thing. I mean, for the most part, I'd say it's a greater good than it is a bad.
Yes, I agree. Completely.
And because it does allow more people to get into the fandom.
Yes. Yep.
It's like, welcome to the fold.
Yes, please. Let's make
like, come
this
on.
A bigger thing, dude. I want to see more anime movies on, like, TV, you know? I mean, nobody watches TV anymore, but
everybody
I mean?
Just does streaming services.
Yeah, that's I want to see it be more in like popular, you know, in like the mainstream. It'd be cool. It'd be cool. Yeah. It'd be, yeah. It would just be cool, you know. But yeah, anyways. Yeah, that's basically my thoughts on all that, positive and negative wise. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, watch wherever you want, guys. But
go wherever you want.
Go wherever you want. Netflix is a good starting stuff. Place.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Eventually, you'll make it to Crunchyroll, Funimation, yeah. All the
And I mean, dive. At least it does have, you know, season one of a lot of shows. So you might get interested in them. And then you can go watch them in other places if they're not available, the full, you know, stuff on Netflix. But, you know, just, yeah. So it...
Or a really good whatever. Google search can also help you find that.
Yes.
Don't watch it on YouTube. It's not worth your time. But I imagine everybody knows how to use Google, whoever's watching this.
That's G-O-O-G-L-E.
So if you're ever going to... Because sometimes stuff just isn't available in the States at all.
Yes.
Some series, just you cannot watch them no matter where you go to.
It's true. This is true.
So you have to find other means. And that's when you're like, all right. Either somebody doesn't want to pay on our side, or somebody's being too greedy on that other side.
Yeah. It's a business.
It's
I get
a business.
It. I like, get it.
We but get it, but...
Overall,
come
I'm
on.
Satisfied.
It's like, come on. Get those movies over here faster. At least the movies, we can get
all
it faster
want,
over here.
All I want is all of Dragon Ball. I'm talking the original Dragon Ball, which is on Hulu, which is a great, great series. I'm talking Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Kai, Dragon Ball Super... GT is on Hulu.
You can watch those all in Mexico on Netflix.
There you go. All
because
the Ghibli
States
movies.
Always get shafted
let's get the
stuff.
Ghibli movies over here, please.
It's on HBO Max, but nobody has HBO
and
Max.
And then all the freaking great movies like The Boy and the Beast, Your Name, Summer Wars, you know, all those great newer movies.
You can
as
watch
well.
Summer Wars on Funimation.
I don't have access to Funimation.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I used to, but
and I honestly,
they decided to separate from Verve, so
yeah,
I didn't want to pay extra.
I honestly just don't even... Yeah, I think Funimation's gone a little too political, and I don't really care about that, so...
Yeah, that's also why I stopped watching a lot of stuff on Funimation, but this is probably going to get edited out anyways, but hey. I love your faces.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to this new episode.
Hopefully we'll be able to make more videos together, and...
We will. We definitely will.
Yep. We'll keep you posted.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Peace.